Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's the first of the month and you got bills to pay, okay? Let's help you out. $1,000 is on the line coming up at 6:30.
There it is. $1,000 can be yours. Your morning mess checking in with you, your guy Joey Boy.
Natasha Castles.
Anna Tanish.
All right, good morning. It is time for Admitted Monday. Mm-hmm. Let's say good morning to Johnny.
Hey, guys, Johnny. What's going on? Love the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, pal.
Love you, loving the show. Johnny, so it's Admitted Monday. What do you got to get off your chest?
I really stepped in it. I met a girl on Tinder, and we've been talking for, like, 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. And she's amazing. Like, I get home from work, and we're having, like, two-hour-long conversations, and we've just completely hit it off perfectly. And we've been talking for weeks now, and I have a date coming up that we had planned, and I look nothing like what I told her that I look like.
So you've been chatting with this girl that you met on Tinder, and you're going on a date, and I'm assuming that what you want to confess or admit is that you don't look like your profile picture?
My profile says that I'm 6'2", and I'm a well-traveled doctor. The reality is that I'm 5'2".
Oh, God.
I'm a janitor. But I'm going to med school. I mean, I'm a janitor during the day, but I'm also going to med school as well, just so I can pay for it. But I was hoping you guys could help me out and add to my charisma, I guess, if you could.
You want us to help you basically catfish this girl?
I mean, no. I want you to uncatfish this and make it normal again.
Uncatfish. That's a new one.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand what you want our help to do to, like, let her know what's going on and paint the picture so she will still go out with you, kind of like...
Like, yeah, exactly. But he's a good guy. He lied to you, but he's great, you know?
Right.
Is that what you want?
All right.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So just shake the hook a little bit, and we'll just change the bait, and it'll work.
Nice try with that one, buddy.
Well, you know what? For this, if you're straight up, exactly how you told us, if you're honest with her and tell her what you actually look like, it's up to her if she still wants to go out with you.
Absolutely. But nobody lies about being 5'2".
That's true. So my friends say.
Okay.
All right. So what's her name?
Her name is Isela.
Ooh, Isela. That sounds sexy. All right. So we'll call Isela up next and basically let her know. In a nutshell, you were catfishing her, though.
I mean, before that, I was just trying to meet somebody cool, and I thought if I presented it better. Yeah, you're right. I was.
Okay. Well, I can appreciate you, like, being honest about it and being open to the fact that, you know, you catfished.
Yeah, before that first date, you know what I mean? And then she'll have the opportunity not to go and meet you. So you're giving her a fair warning. She's not going to have to waste her day and go see you. If she doesn't like what she hears or, in your case, sees, then you both don't waste a day.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's make this catfish right for this guy. Johnny, hold on right there. We're going to get Isela's number from you. We'll give her a call next, and you'll admit how you really look than what you portrayed yourself on Tinder.
Perfect.
Sounds good?
Ugh. Yes.
All right, let's see how this goes. Admitted Monday up next.
Rent is due today. If you want to make that money back, we got $1,000 coming up at 6:30.
That's right. Your morning mess checking in with you in the middle of an Admitted Monday. We talked to this guy, Johnny, who's basically in a Tinder situation.
Yeah.
It's a dating app. Mm-hmm. He's been talking to this girl. What's her name again?
Her name is Isela.
Isela, beautiful name. He's been talking to Isela over Tinder. His first date's coming up with her, but he lied about a lot of things on his profile, as most Tinder people do, as from what I'm hearing, right, Anish?
Okay, except for me. Except I didn't do that.
So he wants us to help uncatfish Isela. Ugh.
Is that possible to uncatfish?
I mean, if he confesses to her what he actually looks like and she still goes out with him, I think that's uncatfishing a situation.
Yeah, we'll find out, though. I'm crossing my fingers.
Let's do it. Let's give her a call.
Hello?
Hello, Isela.
Hi.
Hey, can we grab a minute of your time? We're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
that changed your tone a little bit.
We do got to let you know you're live in the radio. Is that okay?
Okay.
So we have a segment here called Admitted Monday. We got a call from somebody that wants to get something off his chest, if you don't mind.
Okay.
My man, you there?
Isela, it's Johnny. How are you?
Hi.
Do you know who this is, first of all, Isela?
Yeah, I think this is Johnny from Tinder, yeah?
Absolutely. How you been?
I've been good. What's going on?
I know we talked yesterday, and I know that I said that I am in my profile has my height listed as, you know, being above 6 foot, and I'm not. I just have to come clean and say I'm not 6'2". I'm 5'2".
He's just a foot off.
I said that I was a well-traveled doctor. I am in med school, but I work as a janitor to be able to pay for that. And I know we've been talking for hours, and I should have been honest from the beginning, and I'm sorry that I didn't. And I know we have a day coming up, and I just didn't want to put you off, and I'm still hoping we can go.
Isela, are you still there?
Were you planning to just stand me up on the date, or what? You were just going to show up and be a completely different person? What, did you have a plan?
It's been hard for me to find a date, and I just wanted to just be honest.
This is really not a great way to start a relationship.
I totally agree, and that's why I wanted to just come clean now.
Which I think is really important, Isela, right? Like, he's being honest with you now before things got awkward later on, or even never.
To be perfectly honest, I have a confession myself that I was going to tell you. I have 2 kids from a previous marriage, 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and their father and me have joint custody.
You're saying this, John, did you know that?
No, she said she didn't have any kids.
You lied about not having kids?
I didn't outright lie.
It's like you're catfishing each other.
Yeah.
I would hear stuff in the background, and she would just say it was the TV.
Isela?
I was going to tell you in person.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's a worse lie. I honestly think a worse lie is like not admitting you have kids.
I don't know if I agree with you on that, Joey, but I think it's interesting that the both of you have lying in common. And I'm not even trying to joke. Like, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of someone catfishing a catfish.
I don't know. Maybe I was.
Here's a question. How tall are you, Isela?
Okay.
I'm 5'9".
And John, you're 5'2"?
Uh-huh. I mean, I'm willing to go on the date and just start from square one right now.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the fact that we're starting off on this foot is not a good sign.
You said foot.
Can you... Stop this it. Is not... Okay, this is not funny at this point.
Is it because he's the size of your 7-year-old, Isela, or is this...
Joey, that's
no,
really not
it's
funny.
Because it's like starting out with these lies. And
but you lied too, though.
I know, but I feel like his lie is worse.
So you won't even meet with him? I mean, he's trying to be straight up with you. You both lie, so it cancels out. You won't even meet with him now?
I don't think it's a good idea. I'm sorry.
And that's fair. I mean, oh, did she hang up?
Hello? I'm sorry, bro. You know...
When you're on, I wasn't getting any matches, and then when I decided to change my height, all of a sudden I had a bunch.
Right.
And that's not fair. I mean, that's really awful. So, I mean,
me
if
neither.
You... Okay, Natasha, you don't?
5'2"? You date a 5'2 guy?
Yeah, I've dated short guys before, too.
Johnny.
Yeah?
I'm going to give you about 30 seconds, because we got to get back to the show here. Go ahead, let's see what you got. Talk to Natasha here.
Natasha, we can go out and have the most amazing dinner. I say we should totally do it. Where do you want to go? Wherever you want
to
do.
To be honest, Johnny, I already know you're a liar to begin with.
Damn it, Natasha!
No!
Why you set my man up like that?
I said I have dated short guys before. That doesn't mean
not
I'm going to date
liars.
Johnny.
Got you.
I'm sorry, Johnny. Much love, though. Best of luck in the future.
I mean, he's 5'2",
right,
which has been a little lie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.